In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My dearly beloved brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, fear not, said the angel, and I ask, why not? Why not be afraid? Is this whistling in the dark, whistling Dixie, having a positive mental attitude because you're an optimist better than being a pessimist? Fear not. Why not? Is there any news around us that makes it look like we do not have to be afraid? You who have little children, they're growing up, fear not. You who have old children that have set themselves in their ways, fear not. You that have a past that you remember, fear not. Why not? Why not fear? Especially, we ask, why not, when the conscience is evil, when the conscience accuses, and probably with good cause, accuses us of what we are, of what we have done with our life, what we've done with other people's lives, what we've done to them, sometimes against them, sometimes with them. When there is this right appearance of the glory of God, the shepherds are afraid. Fear not, the angel said to them. Do not be afraid. Oh yes, that's all right for you. You don't have to take care of sheep. You don't have to give an account to a boss. You don't have to live where we live. That's all right for you to say fear not. But what about us? The word to us is fear not, and it's from God. And it is laden with the glory of God. It does us well, then, to listen today. Fear not, and ask the question, why not? Because the angel and his message is loaded with the answer to that question. Why not be afraid? Fear not. First of all, the setting is full of glory. That word glory may be bright and shimmering. I'm sure it is. If you are with a person of great love, or of great truth, or of great honesty, there is something about the appearance. There can be the appearance of sadness, of gloom. There's something about that appearance. But the glory of God is not just an incandescent bulb brighter than the sunshine itself. It is far brighter. But the glory of God is the weight of God's full love come to us. It is heavy. It is His will to love us to life. The glory of God shone around them, and that was the setting in which the good news was spoken. The reason you do not need to be afraid is that if I have good news for you. Oh yes, we know about news. We don't remember hearing personally, but we suffer the terrible consequences of God saying in the garden, get out! And there was a tree there that He was guarding, a tree that gave life. Get out, He said. And ever since that, we have been aching to get back home, to get with Him, to be where we belong, to be in the truth. And then the angel stood there, fire, guarding the gate to that tree. Anybody who goes through that angel to that tree will pay a burning price. Fire, fire 7 times hotter than we know. The sun would be a cool ice cube compared to it. But I have good news for you. Yes, we know something about news. If we can just sweat it out to the end and get by with as little trouble as possible, then fine, we've had a good life. That is not the kind of news. The good news is about this Savior. Consider how this Savior was born. You will find Him wrapped in swaddling cloth lying in a manger. There are a lot of babies in Bethlehem. It's like going to a maternity ward in a hospital. Which one is yours? Well, if it doesn't have a name, if it doesn't have a mark, you're not going to be able to tell which one is yours. And you will try to pick out the one you think then would be most like you would want. Well, consider the trees. How many trees reach up to heaven day after day? This one is an imitation one, but it's imitating the trees that reach up. But there was one tree, that tree of life, which the angel guarded. And now that little boy, the Savior, is born to be on that tree. Of all the billions in the world that warm men and that men carve into little things for houses to live in, and then they carve them into idols to worship, and from the carvings they bake a cake so they can eat and refresh their strength while they carve to make little idols. All of those, one tree, that tree where the burning fire roasted its victim, the tree of life to which we have access. I've got good news for you. The curse, get out, isn't the final word. The curse, a burning fire to get back in, isn't the final word. He is the word. I have good news for you. This mighty one is a king. He's born in Bethlehem, the house of bread, in a manger. He will come down, said Hosea. I will bend down and I will feed them. So he comes to a manger. He comes in the bread and wine. He comes with word in the ear, with water and word. I'm coming to give you life. Good news. This king is a particular kind of king. He is in David's line. David was the man who sang about the righteousness of God, not about how severe God can be when he measures you up, cuts you down, and throws you away, but how right he is when he makes you right. He is a king of righteousness, not demanding it and throwing out those who don't have it, but giving it and saying, believe me, this is my gift to you. He's a king of righteousness, and he's a king of peace. Not the peace that comes because we've got all our ducks in order inside. Not the peace that comes because we have learned to be impervious to any of the trouble around us. People can be dying or starving, but we go on our steady course. Not a peace because we have succeeded in overcoming all of the distresses that disturb us. This is not a peace that boils up out of us. It is a peace that leaps out of the womb of the Blessed Virgin, a peace that hangs from the one on the cross. It is a peace that is given to us because God has goodwill toward you in this boy. He is the love of God come in the flesh for you. And he's born for you. He's born for you and for all people. If you are a people, then he is for you. Now the problem is when they say, fear not, we say, why not? That's all right for you, angels up there in the sky, flying around, playing harps. That's all right for you. But what about us? But the angel says it to us. The angels do not talk to each other about that. He was not born an angel for them. They look at this in absolute astonishment that their Lord and Maker should now become a creature whom they take care of. They are amazed. But they were preaching it not to each other. They were preaching it to you, to me. And they were saying, listen to this word. Fear not. Why not? And we will listen to the words of our own evil consciences over and over. 1,400 words a minute, they go rolling through our heads. And we will listen to all of the experience we've had. Lo, these 10 years, 40 years, 80 years, look at the experiences we've had. And we'll keep listening to those words. And we'll say all sorts of Baalistic words to each other. If and then and when and maybe, do this and do that and do the other thing. But there is a different word from him. And that is the word, do not be afraid. I have good news for you. You have to listen to that word. For that word is the word of the high God, God himself, the Son, the utterance of the mind and the grace of God. It is the expression of his goodwill, peace on earth, goodwill to men. It is what God wills for you.
That is His word. And it's not, now you see it, now you don't. A prophet here, a prophet there. This word has come in the flesh. And it's not merely slippery flesh like ours, squeezing out, slipping away, running, turning. It is a flesh that is nailed down to a tree. There. To the end. To the death. It is a word by which the high God from heaven comes to the lowliest place of the earth, under a sinner, to raise us to be God's children. The high God, therefore, lives in you. It's not like a cancer growth where you just get bigger and bigger in the stomach. You know, the more Jesus you have in you, the bigger you get. It's not a bloating thing. It is a word. A word so powerful that it makes Mary pregnant through the ears. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And that holy thing which will be born of you will be called the Son of God. So into your ears, the angels and the children and each other say the word. Do not be afraid. Why not? Because I have good news for you. This high God, the glory of the highest God, has come to earth out of the belly of a woman, out of the cave of a barn, out of the grave of death, to be your life, to make you right. Where He comes to you, righteousness and truth kiss each other, for truth has sprung up from the earth. That truth is for you. We say it that our joy may be full. We say it. We've touched Him, smelled Him, felt Him, listened to Him, look at Him, and now we're saying it, that our joy may be full. And this is the fellowship that we have with Jesus, His Son. One, we are cleansed by His blood. If you want to keep the dirt, you must let go of Him. If you want to hold Him, He gets the dirt away. Second, we know the truth. We confess the truth, that we are the sinners and He's the right one. Thirdly, we live in the truth, that He makes us right, and that is our peace with God. Fear not. Why not? Because the high God dwells with you. Peace of God which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus for life everlasting.